News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Let's turn our attention to the other big talking point of the day, which is the weather. Could get up to 30 degrees in parts of the country today. It would appear that the West and the Midlands will be the hottest, but Ireland isn't really that prepared for these types of heat-related events. Keith Leonard, Head of National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management, is with us. Morning, Keith.
Good morning, Anton.
It's Jonathan, but thank you.
Let's talk...
You're all right, Keith. You have a lot going on. Let's talk about barbecues, first of all. You're asking, well, people, supermarkets are being asked not to sell disposable barbecues because we've already had fires that have been started by them. And what is the current status when it comes to alert for fire in forests?
So we have a status orange wildfire warning in place nationally. It's due to expire tomorrow, but I'd say with the conditions that we're experiencing and the weather forecast at the moment, that's likely to be extended probably well into next week. And really today, you know, public safety and wildfire prevention is kind of our immediate priority. We have asked retailers to voluntarily suspend the sale of disposable barbecues for the duration of the orange alert. You know, these products pose a significant risk really in these dry conditions. And we're asking everybody to kind of play their part and avoid using disposable barbecues and be vigilant and protect their communities and kind of enjoy the countryside, but in a responsible way.
We've seen a number of fires. There was a fire in Killarney. There was a fire in Crosshaven in Cork. There have been others in Wicklow as well. Forest areas, they're like tinderboxes at the moment. Anyone who has any moss in their garden will know that it is completely and utterly desiccated at the moment, and it wouldn't take much to set it off. We really would be adding a lot of pressure to our emergency services if we had more fires like that.
Absolutely, Jonathan. As I say, we have, you know, the perfect conditions now for fire. Dried out vegetation, we have high temperatures and probably a bit of a breeze as well. You know, absolutely, full care has to be taken. And these disposable barbecues, they retain heat long after they're used. So people, not understanding that, maybe fully use them, leave them, go off to do something else. And within minutes, then a fire starts. And once a while and fire starts, they're very, very difficult to extinguish.
We are looking at temperatures up to 30 degrees in some parts of the country today, and we'll talk to the weather people later on. But it looks like this dry spell, Keith, is going to continue for probably another week, which means we'll have no rain and conditions are likely to continue as they are.
Absolutely. I think we'll see the temperatures coming down a small bit over the weekend, but they're going to start to creep up again from Monday onwards. And certainly the information I have is right out to next Friday. We're looking at warm, dry conditions across the country.
What are you advising people? The thing about heat is it can be something that creeps up on you. People can't cool their houses down at night. We know that there are cases of people dying because of heat. What is the centre advising people to do now to try and stay cool in the days ahead, particularly vulnerable groups?
Absolutely. So, you know, they're elderly people and people with underlying medical conditions are particularly vulnerable at this time of year. And really, the key is to keep cool, cool drinks, and also kind of keep the house cool, keep the curtains down, and maybe counterintuitively, keep the windows closed. It will actually keep the heat out in those very hot conditions. And also, if you feel that somebody is suffering, has a problem, seek medical attention straight away. If you can't get them to a GP, ring 999 and get them medical attention.
Keith, we talk to you on a regular basis in the winter months for storms and snow. We used to never have to talk to you during the summer. Are we going to see more of you and the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management having to get involved now, because this is the direction of travel? We're going to see warm weather becoming a feature of the Irish summer in the future and these issues becoming more prominent.
Certainly, my colleagues in Met Éireann and in the climate section, you know, do link these incidents now to kind of a heated European continent and climate change. And probably we're likely to see more frequent spells of this kind of warm weather across Ireland, I think, in summers to come.
Okay, Keith Leonard, Head of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.